Chris Robbie Murray, all by Simon Shinchavov, appeared in the middle of the Sugya of Chita B'Shabbos. Mechaber brings down the loch of the person who mutal echot yodit b'morsen. A person can take his hands and wash his hands with morsen. The question is that you take mine together with morsen, they pour it together with this water, you make a thick consistency, a promise on the Sugya of Losh. If it's Rabbanu or Deraisa, it's a function of the Bar Gibel, not a Bar Gibel, but it's certainly also a Sugya of Losh. They've explained to me Shibura, the Ramos goes on further and says the reason why it's mutter, because Gibel Kla Achayad. Mixing together Kla Achayad. Now the Shaila comes out, and Simon Shinchov Aleph, the Sugya of Losh, by Sita Zayin, by any Blila Ovo, any thick mixture negates the Sugya of Losh, we have Machmer on the Shinoi that cannot be done on Shabbos, has to be done on Erev Shabbos. Somehow over here comes out the Shina can be done on Shabbos. Kla Achayad, you'll put your water inside the morsel through your hands. Explains the Bialocho, Apida Prima Godim. Why? It's how the Sugya of Shina Gomer. That means even though by Shina, by the Sina, by Losh, we come to Machmer and Dak Erev Shabbos, Uchosh of Abyesi Barbi Hudashito, Shalva Deraiso, Mashaiki, the Shina Gomer, the Maisets Mutter. Building upon it, let's make this halacha very practical. People discuss eggs and tzibul, making eggs and onions with some oil on Shabbos. Everyone knows the question, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Or if a character, are you allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos? Do it on Erev Shabbos, you have a bayo, mitzav esugin, needed af yizayin om an aleph, it's chayim benafshay dom, where you show you esugin of sakono, and the eggs are overnight, and the onions are left overnight, the bayo mitzav esugin of sakono, you mix the two together, some say it's not a double sakono, left overnight, I'll say if a character, make him Shabbos, and the bayo mitzav esugin of losh, putting oil together with eggs, doing an act of a blila ovo, isidereiso. Figma ruchum on kama v'kama v'kama sforum in hogim klai, so what to go do with the eggs and sibyl. One of the aces, kamlung shemati, is very simple. You take your hand, put in oil, take it, and knead it together. So of course, our special kai, you put on plastic gloves, you put on oil, okay. What your son does, my brother does, okay, because they're eating it personally, but before shalach and shulchan aruch. Simon Shinchavav, Sif Yud, Sugi over here, nothing to do with Losh, Rechizim Shabbos, we see clearly Alocha Shini Gomer taking hands with a liquid on top of it and mixing together Morsen and Maisets Mutter, as we're Sugi of making this Sabon. Pash is the same side of it as Shini Gomer, of the Sina of putting it through your hands, putting it on plastic and oil on top of your eggs, eggs and Sibyl on Shabbos, Shemati. I didn't say it. I said I've mentioned maybe gloves without that, or maybe Shemati, some rebbes, or maybe they do it with a hand. Where are they getting it from? Halacha over here, as they state. Black and white. There's no bayat. You do the scene that way. Now you put the oil on top and mix it. The gibel is being done. The nesina is done through your hands. That's for mice and water.
Does not the
head to a shina gomer. The head is not of any miscalculation of the things. The head to a shina gomer. I think putting oil in your hands and putting on the eggs is shina gomer. I think you would agree with that. Further, the second halacha, Kamal Gamon says, "Also lechoitz b'melach. You can wash yourself with salt. Why?" It says, "Meshivu it's neilid and domit the halacha." Reino the mechaber speaking down the same halacha as Simon Shemchov, Sefid Beis, explains the meshivu knew the act of shirshuf, and therefore switched in the case of water. Now the question is, we spoke out then, and then also see over here that somehow salt turns into water. Pashas is, in fact, Arkor Shulchan, salt does not turn into water. Salt might dissolve into water, but not turn into water. Maybe they're different than the salts out there, maybe sea salt is different than the regular salt. The question is, what exactly is happening? Who are the pashas is? Your hands are wet. You put the salt on top of it. You bring mashaf shape, and therefore, since the salt dissolving inside water, has together any idea of water. The bayah, they point out, we discussed then in the Sugya of Maila, the idea of making coffee on Shabbos by pouring the hot water on top of it. We know there are more, there are Mishnah Berurah and Enigmation and Gimel and Sif Hei. Makabam says, if you have a test upon that, so how in the world are pouring hot water on top of your coffee granules? One of the truths, when I say, I'll the Ben Ishchai, is that by Shelig and by the case of Kerach, it's dissolving into liquid. Mashangi, the coffee granules, what's happening over here? It's not just turning into liquid, it's dissolving and making a thicker water over here. The question is, salt. Salt is not turning into water. Salt is dissolving inside something else and making a thicker consistency over here. What's a kasha? Those want to make a coffee So we had a clear locho, but the mob here and the mechaben shincha of sifya base, the salt, even though it's dissolving and not turning into liquid, still is an isser. So Rosh Chabbos asks the question upon himself. It says words that since you're making bayis, you're making self, divon nichon the isser noilad, you're creating something. That's dumb. You're making coffee, you're making soap over here. Coffee is drink, you disappear, but making bayis, that's making something over here. Those are his words, ayin shom. The mice again, the oil seems to be making on coffee unless you come from England. A fox says, mice is a gomer, especially those who want to be makmutab, the sugar of tzereya, you have a bayel over here. Mice are moin am kidu, the mice is noik to make. And again, the salt over here is a bomb kasher. You have to answer salt, again, before shem over here, before shem chav over there. Why is salt any different in the case of coffee? Third aloch in the Shulchan Aruch, Kamon Gamon says, koshkin, any type of salt, or shar cholov, shtimoch al yodov, havi noilad. Also, from the tzavasukim of Neilat. Now, before the question is, if it's tzavasukim Neilat, the loch is in Simen Shin Yuchel, Sifta Zayin, Neilat is mutter, the Mokma Tzayach, the Ramah, and the Mechavad is not Aseret. So, how in the world is the word of the Ramah saying, is it Isim tzavasukim Neilat? So, before the simple Avonah is, it's not Neilat, it's Moilat. Neilat is something that was caused, Moilat did mice to be a Dayin. Either Ramah used the word of Neilat, it's true, the end of the day, every moilad is a noilad. Anytime you saw something might be dying, there was a tetsa of a noilad over here. Something came out over here. So the Ramah is using the lashon of noilad that you created something. How the ism is out of the sugar of moilad, that you did something be a dying over here. Before the first thing you said over here, the ism of using this chel over here, or this other sabon over here, is out of the sugar of noilad. On this halacha kamung the magavram, bring down a shulti gebarim. It means now that maybe the whole time sugar of moilad by shalak or by borad, it's only things that are even from mashko, turn into liquid. Over here, it's not dummy to case of being borad mayim, and therefore the shulchan gemara wants to argue and say it does not apply to the case of soap, or by the case of this chalev, turn into a case of whatever they're turning into, it's not turning into liquid, not even the mashko. Now, first, it sounds like that the whole kasha, the shulchan gemara, the mashmu is bringing down, is only in kasha on the case of the soap, and not a kasha on melech. Mice is melech. L'chur is the oimim from Ashko. Mashing in the chelev, sabon is not oimim from Ashko. Sounds like somehow the kash is only the case on the sabon, on this zayiv rekel over here, or mashing in the boiris over here, and not a kash on salt. L'chur, what you have to answer, I think, balabatish, or maybe I'll be long this, is that a case of salt is that time, you know, it is oimim to dissolve. Mashing in chelev or boiris is not oimim to dissolve, it's oimim to use. Or maybe eat, or even to eat by the case of chalev, but not even to dissolve. Therefore, it's not even the mashka. Mashka is salt. The whole point of salt is to be into something else. Maybe that's why it's nothing to get out of moilad, moilad, why the shulchan gemara does not have a kasha against it. Maisa, this halacha about having the soap over here, that mitzvah sugim noilad, maisa amot is machmer, not only shulchan gemara, it's a chai odom, it's a kinshchan aruch, it's a shulchan aruch harav, or a shulchan kol shulchan gemara, it's a devam tmum. On that, it's also. Maisa Mishmur brings down two sides. He's not Paskin Lufla Maisa is your mock correct, Talasuk of Noilat Moilat, or Maisa is Shulchan Gemara correct. But it does go on further than Mishmur and discusses what about our soaps, meaning the Chorah, our bars of soap, Yav Nocha Bayam and Talasuk of Machik. Now we never learn the Sugim of Machik, but really it comes out there's the Av, one of the Lam Tasmalachas, the Av Ayin Gimel, is Machik, the Toldo of Mimareach. One is, what they say in English, simple bottom says, one is scraping and one is smoothing. The Av is scraping and the Toldo is smoothing. Biyadover. The Av Machik is taking a hard material, something like wood, something like leather, and scraping it off, smoothing it out. That's called scraping. The Adiyam Marech, the Toldo, is something that's soft that you mold, you shape like wax. You push it around. So one is scraping, one are you molding. That's one's the Av, one's the Toldo. Over here, who we're discussing, if we're not taking the bar of soap, we're coming to press it and shape it and mold it, so it's not mimareach, it's not the toldo. What are you doing? You're scraping it, taking off the pieces, and machik. Therefore, the shal negated the av shavoy. Therefore, come with Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes a Tvaris Yisrael, and he quotes a Divrei Menachem Api, the Maaser Rekeach over here, that says to use a bar of soap on Shabbos, you're scraping off the top area, getting to the next level. Therefore, you're even ism in the sugya of memachik. You're scraping off, you're smoothing something out. You're even an ism of chor and ism of deraiso. And therefore, ends off mishbu according to Maaser Rekeach. The ish li zara amal zem oid. You gotta tell people very careful not to use these bars of soap. Atzal Hasheni, Numbers of Chana have a hard time understanding what is exactly the issue of smoothing things out. Bishlami, you have a desire and interest. You have a piece of wood that bumps to it, you want to take things off. But here, the Rebbe Chaim Nosse says, beforehand it was smooth, before you washed your hands. And after you washed your hands, it's smooth. You didn't come to smooth it out. The whole pool is what? I have something that bumps, I want to make it smooth. Before you washed your hands, it was smooth. What are you doing over here? You're not doing anything more than it was before it. The way the Tzula Moshe says, you don't even care even a bar of soap. Let's say it's not smooth. Bar of soap is not smooth. I'm not going to use it over here. What's the big deal? I just want to use soap. It doesn't bother you. It doesn't make it enough convenient to you. And therefore, they want to be makel. If you even make it, I didn't say to be makel, especially for doctors in a hospital, by case of, let's say, any shash of any chidakim around the body, use a bar of soap. What's the problem? What's the shaykhis to makel over here? The Meisel, the Ashkenaz, we have the Mishnah Berurah over here, up in the Tereis Yisrael. The Meisel, Machma, but the way of Shlomo Zalman says over, Harizek, Dvom Hamutorim, Shnog Mem Isser. That's me right. The Meisel, we're not to be an Isser. Can if you want the Moshul of an umbrella. Umbrella, it's not clear why it's also. Meisel, Kach Nog Yim Klai Yisrael. Therefore, after, once we have the Mishnah Berurah over here, afterwards, all this farm, whether Archa Shabbos and Chabon, Rav Karp, Nog Yim Shabbos, all come along the same. Your Mishnah Berurah can go back and forth. The Svar is why. Very stark question, Michael. But at the end of the day, Kedomim Matom Shnogam Emisser. Meis the Kaisel, at least in the Ashkenaz and the Smad, the Mavucha exactly when it walked. In Ashkenaz, we have Mishmuel, Meis the Machman, not to use the bar of soap. What? No, that's Mashukim are discussing Neil the Mullah, he has something to do with it.
You always have the problem.
We're not discussing Neil. No, that wasn't the question. The Mishmuel said a new problem. Of Mylid, you turn into liquid over here. He said you only built upon the head of the shulchan when I'm knocking this up. I mean, Mylid over here, turning into liquid, I don't know, it turns into, wash yourself off. I hear. Doesn't sound like anyone's good. No one's asking himself to go Mylid and Mylid. No one seems to bring it down that way. No, because it's very hard to know what the Isser is. Okay, so Shlomo Zalman Rebbe says, even if you're right, we're still not going to write, meaning to medical, but still we're not going to ask. Yabiyah says, but you have to worry about the single case of my thing. It says, one has the OECS, you have to get involved, where it's a grain, you have the biscuits, that's where the achilo. Yeah, but then you don't really care, again, depending on where the heter is. But you do have to worry about my thing. I have my son biscuits at the oasis inside, that's not the head, that's not the achilo. This is the achishamshus, that head to the achilo, that's the achishamshus. Interesting question, maybe that's moichik, you know, no problem. Once we have this idea of this bar of soap, we discussed already that, let's say you have in your toilet bowl, you have a bar of soap. Meaning you have these little sabon asl, they call, the blue things inside. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos? My son, the minikalai soap, the machmer, when we said the ikra, the mishnah brewer, we said the minikalai soap. So again, we point out, before you have to really discuss Kama Sugyas. One Mitzvah Sugya of Tzaveya, again, we mentioned already, I think 2 weeks ago, that Mitzvah Sugya of Tzaveya, the Svarim Maisa are Machmer, but Iker, Gam Yish Mekilim, Mitzvah Sugya of Dromo. Why? Because the fact that people, Lahachas, buy the blue ones over the white ones, it seems to be a case of Nichalei, and therefore, a person has a Bayah, Mitzvah using it, Mitzvah Sugya of Tzaveya. Mitzvah Sugya of Meilet, before again, is taking it off and turning it into a case of a liquid. We mentioned that the Mar Shabbos and Mechon L'Shitcho want to have a limus chus upon the tzibur. The Chura, the reason why you make it, whether it's in the urinal, and the better thing to go do is on the side. On the side, it's not Ma'is B'Daim. For the same thing, when you flush, usually it's not go straight on it. Usually it's going around. It's going on the case of the wall. Just like by the case of Meir Galayim and Simich Nuchos, if you dial the Bechachov there and other places coming down, you do it on the side of the wall, it rolls down. The Chura will be the same Eitzan, the same side over here. If the way it's flushing is not going straight on the asl over here, on the soap over here, the Chura will be mutter. Mitzvah the Sugya of Moilad Reach, again, we're not on the Sugya of Moilad Reach yet, but the Chamal of the Archa Shabbos points out that Metzias is not going the Reach into the water, the Reach is going into the atmosphere in the Aver. First, allow us to spray a deodorant into the air, you can do it on top of his body, just not on top of clothing or furniture. Therefore, the main side, the Moilad Reach, is going into the air. That means Al-Tzaveya, it's a problem. Al-Tzmoilad, it should not be a problem because on the side, Al-Tzmoilad Reach, before it's going in the air, it's not a problem. The question over here is now, Mitzad Mamachik, also give air. Once you have the bar of soap, mice will be Mach over here. Do you have a Shal Mitzad Asugim Mamachik? Now, before you have two cases, this goes, one is in the urinal, and one is again on the case where it's in the toilet bowl itself, in the Asla itself. So come on, Rav Osner, and he says, discussing the case in the Asla itself, you want Tanya B'Ikit Zagromo.
or come on something which not if it even awesome. Shlomo Zalman said, "Ikad is mutter." But he said, "After Yash, but holy seidel machik has to be a machik biyadayim. If it's not biyadayim, that's not even the nichel get of the melacha here. Therefore, they want to be make and say as machik not to worry about it." Tashani, the next time Fisher, and he says, "But the end day it takes off a little bit. Mice it's nichel, it can take off a little bit. If he wants to aser it, inside the aslo." Mice is from the Yashiv and says, "Avadi el chuyeva bayam tell the sugya of memachik." Dona Feinstein says, "El chuyeva bayam tell the sugya memachik." Once you have the Mishuah coming to be machmer, give the ashra the mice amach, you have bayam tell the sugya memachik. They ask that dying fish, the mice having yourself, what to go do? He says, if you are stuck, mice you have a shell over your covered up beast. What's your eitzer over here? The mice take it out with your foot if you can without making it fall inside, could that be a better eitzer? Well, if it's not your house, love to give a head to go do that, right? Take out someone else's soap. So he said, do a kalachayad, flush with your elbow. Mice, those who want to argue back, at the end of the day, it's a chumma that we don't really understand. Chumma that we should ruin very sorrow. Mice, the case of gomma, not being, don't be daim. Therefore, it seems to be a shiloh, what to go do practically when there's bars of soap inside over there. To argue very stark, even the has bumps here, not bishlam in the bar of soap. Mice, I still don't want the bumps here, because I want to watch myself, want to be smooth. I don't think in the toilet bowl anyone hears a key who's there. What is a shiloh here? It's not miscavenant anything. It's just loy nichle klal klal. Of a case of, could be even a, do a bunny called a bias, take it out of here, what's going on over here, nichle get a machik. So there are two sorts to argue stark, and I can hear, let them argue about, is there a tzad to be machmer or not? To be machmer to dying fish, do a klachayad. Or, the better thing is, if you remember before Shabbos, to take it out. But again, do you have to not? Yesh lo naharbe. A step further upon that, come on the place over here, and dear shul, the swarming down, what about the case of liquid soap? I mean, until now discussing a solid soap, yabayam and sugar machik. Lechura, take a liquid soap, sabon lizli, and to wash dishes with on Shabbos, misad nilid umaylid, it already is a liquid, should not be a problem. Tell the sugar machik, you're not changing the consistency, it already is a case of a liquid over here, not doing anything over here. So shal is, what should be the problem? I mean, the gate machik has to have something thick. Has to be destined, has to be wax, has to be Vaseline. But something pours like shemen, clear lochas mutter. All liquid soap, there's no difference than pouring like shemen. Shemen mice is mutter, only the thick shemen is also, otherwise regular shemen is mutter. So if you take soap, you pour shemen, it's the same consistency. What should be the any bayah over here?
Also, soap is more liquid than heavy.
Shemen could also be heavier. That I took shemen for. Shemen is mutter.
Even if it's heavy?
No, it says with thick shemen. Thick shemen is thick shemen. Let's make a simple. Take that. Now, the ma'isa, there are those, there are chashulchan over here in Sefid Alf. He said the ma'isa, Sabon knows the ma'isa is no problem. I'll be sorry, there's a better shchai this way. Kavachayim brings it down. Chayim no, the chazmanish, fine fish. All the same, the ma'isa should be no problem. What's the bayah? Not more than noilan, not ma'machik. No problem, it's other amor. Asada Shini, Kidua, Moshe, the Chubun, Archaim, Kilkal, Sim, Kuflam, Gimel, Kuf Yud Gimel. And he writes over there, he writes the word, Ab, the Bailishu, Lach, Kamayim. Writes the word, Lach, Kamayim. But since it says it makes bubbled over here, with Pashat Harba Yoser, it loses part of its consistency. Therefore, he says, Ksas, Mimachik, Ruay Lahachmer. Moshe, the day, I think it's known Chuva, the Kamel says, it's Ruay for a person to be Machmer, Agamis, Lach, Kamayim, very clear, Chuva over here. And it makes bubbles over here. Now, first, I point out when he says it makes bubbles, a little bit of trouble. What does that mean? The chod that he says away, not necessarily it's bubbles being moiled over here, creating bubbles. It's more the simen and seraya that's changing its consistency. That's pashas. The first words mean nothing. He's saying it's mafik. Not saying it's moiled over noila. Because if it's moiled over noila, that's bubbles. What bubbles have to do with the case of mafik? He says asking himself the sugi ksas for mafik. That seraya that since it's making bubbles, it's losing part of consistency. It's ksas for mafik. Now, what exactly does he mean? As Bibdavid finds in the son, Bibdavid they asked him, he said, Tarachin, where's my father? I don't know what he means. Maestro of Yashiv has a tshuva about losing liquid soap. At first, he starts over the Aruch HaShulchan, then he brings down the Ben Ishchai, then the Kav Chaim, Omnam, Ramosha, and he brings down the tshuva of Moshe, word for word, the end of, but Tarachin, what he means? Tarachin, Ubir, Vakosh, the Vedas, type title, it's very hard to understand what exactly he said to the Israel. It's Lach, Kamayim, Tzach, and Machik, to the bubbles over here. And therefore, he ends off with tshuva, kvari tira dolaza. It's really matrik, klar yisrael, you already have Aruch HaShulchan, Baruch Chaim, you already have a Messiah already from the 1800s, mice to be makel, and therefore not to worry about Rav Moshe. Memachik. His words are memachik. Now, the chur, does it mean the Av of the Toldor? Good point over here. But he's quoting the Av. calling them out.
So this means, what's the gather?
We'll get this. First, the sheet is over here. So for, that means the whole idea to be machmor on liquid soap. I know it's about shito. Most form do not go like that. And as far as hard to understand, that means binyam zobel binyashim. Although they quote from Moshe, they say, what does he mean? And I guess everyone here, and they try to figure out, what does he mean over here? His own son, Tzorachim et Baruch. Nivel Shemir Shabbos is Mekel, Chaim Kiyoski is Mekel, Kizrachel Shabbos, Nishma Shabbos, Shalom Yehuda, Orch Shabbos, all the strong Maisa, but Ikra Mekel. The Maisa, there is a side Shiloh, let's say it's a little bit thick. Now, it's not clear when the strong might thick. What does it mean? Does it mean dough? Does it mean thicker than that? I'm not clear what they mean. Even on thick, in the Makilim, true, there be none of us, and the Chodesh Shalom, the Maisa ought to be Machmer. Chaim Kiyoski says, from the Chadnish, after Shalom, he was thick, also Mekel, and they is Mayim. The clone, the gate to a liquid is anything that pours. If it pours, it pours, it pours. That's the get of liquid, the get to the clone, the gate to Sugim Shas. And therefore, the Yashim says, even though it's thick, the Maisa also, Nechel Nater. That means, even if you want to argue, say certain things are thick, has to have a thickness to it that does not pour. Maisa, if it pours, it's a liquid. So, what is the Issa? It's not my Mache, it's not my Levanel. So what's the Issa over here? Even on the Tzar to be Machmer, I think the Olam knows what the Eitzir is. People, what they do, they take the liquid soap and they add water to it. Now, first of all, does adding water to it help? That means, come along the Kitzel Hilchos Shabbos, proposed and says, why should it help? If the soda wheel or the simon to make bubbles, when you add water to it, you make it thinner and thinner and thinner, but still, you take it and use it, it makes bubbles over here. So it must be excess machik over here. Maisa, why is it help for? The whole Eitzir, the Olam says to add water, so Olam says, oh, well, mach from Moshe, what's the soda over here? The Maisel, they've been down from a Bosner and the Chodeshani, and simply one of the self goes its way. They say they ate it to add in water. The Olam seems to go do that. And I guess what they come to go do is when Moshe is standing laughs, so they look thick. They see they're thick. When you water it down, that Avad is liquid. That Avad is no shaykh. They come, there are bubbles here. The bubbles are only more of a simen. But if I know that the bubbles here was mamish like water, then the day the Maisel said nothing to do with this to give Machik, Avad is water. Lach Kamayim, yes.
That was his lotion.
That's lotion. But still, they're saying over in a Moshe to make it even thinner than that. Now, they do discuss the tzata and water that a lot of people are doing over here. They do that on Shabbos. So, Ben Yomim Zobah has a bayam for the Sugi of Mukta. Which is lotion, if you're allowed to do it, so why is it Mukta for? Void, if you're a big hold, it is no issue. And Chishman Moshe, why is it Mukta for? But come along the simple bottom, it sounds like he says he has a bayam for the Sugi of Tikkun. It wasn't usable. A simple bottom, he says it over, he says add water before Shabbos. He says the word add water before Shabbos. Maisa the Chodeshani and the Shemir Shabbos and the Chosai and the Vimiyat and the Berkah say, can add it on Shabbos also? No ticking over here. Just the way how you use it. Kula Shimosh. You're doing it that way. So even on Shabbos, Maisa, you have a right to add it in. Add it in. So in water, if you that's not your Kabon over here, I don't think they'll get a Mal Derech. I remember this thinking correctly. The Maiso, at the end of the day, the Svorim Be'ikr are Mekel. As far as I know, all the Israelis are Mekel, but Maiso, numerous Americans are Chosh Vodafsa Moshe. And therefore, most of them are numerous people who know the Sugyo are Choshish, and therefore they add water, some before Shabbos, some on Shabbos. What to go do about the Svorim from all the Svorim are Maiso to be Mekel? How about Mitzah the Kovdor of Moshe, the Maiso Elim seem to be Machmer, and those who seem to follow the Malach of Moshe, Mitzah the Kovdor of Moshe.
Your mother
followed you. She didn't have no Moshe. My father spoke to Moshe numerous times. The Vada was a Shiloh. My father, I'll be really my mother. Now, in the same Tshuva, Moshe goes on further and said, discussing the idea of to make on the Kfar, the case of making using soap on Shabbos, discusses, well, what is saying, the idea of bubbles, can a person pour beer, or you can say a case of soda, and make bubbles over here. Is that also going to be part of this question over here? You're making bubbles. Is that Meilid? Memachik? Is that Nichol Yavo over here? So it brings down a Sefer Eretz Tzvi, which also want to be Machmer. You're doing something over here, you're creating something over here. Meister Eretz Tzvi is Mamshuk with the Pozik in Hosheya. Malka Kiketzev Alpnei Amayim, that when the sea goes back and forth and makes a foam over here, the mushroom of something is not being miskind, it's nothing, is a ketzef. It's a foam over here that comes out. So to say you're creating something, the mushroom in the pasuk in the shay is a counts as nothing, It's ketzer, it's foam. So vanity did not do anything. The pasuk says, this is nothing over here. We also discussed about making bubbles from soapy water and blowing bubbles on Shabbos. So that's a little bit harder already, because that's your kavana is to go make bubbles. That's the whole yitzira of soapy water, to take a wand, make bubbles. And therefore, there is a lavazan and shuva, and the Shabbos must be chosh mitzvah the sugar of mylid. Like over here, the sabon, you have bayam mitzvah the sugar of mylid. The same thing, you blow a bubble, you have bayam mitzvah the sugar of mylid. There's a shalom, the Shabbos, and all they say, they build upon the side. That's something, that's nothing, it's ketzav al pei amayim. I got mishlo chalik a little bit. They want to say ketzav, not Dami Lachi created anything over here. Well, the mother of another, he created something. It goes away in 5 seconds. They say, at least don't stop kids from going to go do it. Or say, everyone can go do it. I'm the Ashivu, called Menachon Mechakwa, the Royal Chinuch, not Royal Chinuch. Again, my sense, when I see the Oyun does not blow bubbles, at least not the Gdalen, the young kids, we let them do whatever they want. We don't want to take away the Oyun Shabbos. Building upon this, can you take gum, chew it, and blow a bowl? Are you creating something over here? Is that mud? Is that mamachik? What's going on over here? So come on, Rabbi at Lam Tes Mulach, and he says, makib a papish. He's creating a bubble. Now the argument back is, that's called using it, that's not called creating it, is that a maisachila? Is that really makib a papish, something that disappears over here? Say, Vitaris Chaim says, it's mamachik. Sir, I'm over here. Machik. Maisa, he brings down from a Brazil Orbach, and Katkil Maisa to be Machmer. We voice our family, he has a shoe over here, discussing it. It's not Derech Achila, it's Derech playing with it in your. Like my father says, don't play with your food. It's like playing with your food. It's not really eating the food.
It's the Machmer before you even blow the bubble.
He says, blowing, no. So one's eating it because that's food, but then you. You stick your tongue out. Yeah, could be the whole shoe is. Maisa, we voice our family. Over here, he quotes over here the idea of the Eretz Tzvi, the idea of Ketzav Pnei Amayim, it's not Miskayim, nothing's happening over here. But he does end off, as halacha may be mutter, avadim meitayu, as a halacha, even during the week, we know you that way. Avadim, we don't do that, that's bullshit. But as halacha, what's the argument say? That's not creating anything over here, that's nothing. Chizlin in Menu, come with the Bialacha, and he says a side point over here about using soap even during the week, mitzvah the sugya of treifus. That means the sugya of Issa v'heter, Zalacha, Yom Kippur is coming off of Sicha Kishtiyah. That means everyone knows on Yom Kippur to drink something, Yavin Issa v'reisa, the Kral Sicha Kishtiyah. Shall among the Rishonim and Paiskim in Sicha Kishtiyah, Issa Rabbanon, was Issa v'reisa. But what is Issa over here? So, can a person eat chazer? Can you drink chazer? No. Can you soap made out of chazer? Sicha kishtiyah. Just like the shtiyah over here cannot be done the iser with chazer. Nothing to do iser or no. It's treif. Chazer is treif. What to banal? It's treif. So sicha, like shtiyah goes into your body. Sicha is going inside your body. Sicha kishtiyah. And shmin osir. It's the reise. It's the abon. Can a person use treif soap? So many of these places need enough on Beis or Ben Tam. He says the whole idea of Sikh Shtiyah is only a smachta koa, the Rabbanon. The only time we're saying it is either by Yom Kippur, or by the Sugar of Chuma, or by the Sugar of Yisrael. No, we would not say it all of the places, and therefore the mice it's smarter to use Chalav to have the Sugar of soap over here. No problem. Fourth places, fourth that way in the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, all three of them need enough on Beis. Therefore, those are the only passes through that are not to worry about, but they can't worry about Locha, Chesha, Eifer, and Moshe, no Tzrayla. Atzal Hasheni, the Issa v'Heter Orech, one of the Rishonim, he comes along and says, you can't eat Chazer, can you sikh with Chazer? I Tesis, it says over here, it's only in Issa Rabbanon, he wants to matter it. He wants to say, even B'Shav Tesis meant only B'mokim Tsar, he can't be Mekel, he has Chatotim over here, he has to use soap, he has to go use it. That means he wants to tie into this Reman Tam that's brought down the B'Alocha, is not mattering it, says Issa v'Heter Orech, he's only mattering it B'mokim Tsar. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch has put down over here, Dach Agav the Magar Rom, going further, he said over here, quotes Issa v'Heter Orech, says, using soap as treif is also. And therefore, the Taz, Yerdei, is some Kuf Yedzayin, but the Sugi of Issa Schara says, using treif soap, the mice is also, before she Taz that way. And therefore, over here, the Bialocha brings down twice the Goin, two Bialochas, and the Goin says, quotes the Rishon, one we make all, and they'll say, the mice is Sichel Kishtiyo, there's no Makar to matter it, and then we cannot use treif soap. Place among the Rishonim, place among the Paiskim. The Maisa, first, how do we pass in the gate to this question? So the Shach, the Kuzakesiv, on the Taz of Kufi Zayin, and the Bialoch over here, they both say true that the hoga might be to be makel, whereas mishmu minik oil to be makel, but the oath both end off nochle, the correct thing is bichoshish. That means it's called time, you have to have kosher soap correctly. Do you have to minik to be makel? That's the correct thing. It's the shach, that's the correct thing. If it does, you have to. The shach and the bialacha said, the maisha, that's the correct thing. And Orchid Abenu, Rav Horowitz, who wrote the same Orchid Abenu for the stipler, he has over there a husband he sat upon the stipler. He said the stipler never used any soap in his whole entire life, even kosher soap. Why? Because it might be mixed inside it, shrave soap, and therefore he never used soap upon his whole life. Let's say he got himself dirty, what did he go do? He'd use a rack. Everyone knows he goes to the shower, he goes to the bathroom, you see racks over there, good morning Shabbos, what goes on? Don't know. But we also, the stipler had to clean himself, he used a rack. And if you sit over in the hesped, don't think he ever looked dirty, he was close with the grand sheet over here. His whole entire life, he was soch, Torah, umulubik, yom shaholdoi. He shined, he was clean as if the day he was born. I mean, somebody cleaned himself, he's chush, they're going how far? Even not to use kosher soap, it might be a mashu of trace soap inside. So, my son, get to our soap. So, let's take a step further. We're saying, sicha, the idea is kishtiyah. Shtiyah is chazir, it's osir. Let's say the chazir is not really like shilas kelev. Not really shilas odom. Shilas odom is the gate all around, the shilas kelev, the gate of Pesach. Is there any iser of eating or drinking chazer? So that there's no iser de raiso. There's no iser de rabbanon unless the case of akshavei. But otherwise, but there is no iser over here. So let's say a soap that's not where the chilas kelev, not where the chilas odom. Sicha is kishtiyo. If shtiyo there's no iser only to the sugim akshavei de rabbanon, here there is no akshavei. Not coming to go enjoy it inside the body. So the chod is no iser de raiso. The pasha is no iser de rabbanon. Can a person, even not the machmirim, even not the grain, even not the isavet otter, isavet orach, can they use soap that might set straight over here? Tolma wasn't true in the chelet base and says, what do you think in those days the soap was really lachila? Abadi said, look at the shach and taz your day, it's had a ches over there, they're right, the soap was not really lachila. And still they gave out pogram, not pogram over there, and still they were showing the place from arguing that locha, what's he say, can a person do it? There was said a vozna apis rosh with a maisa. There's no reason to machalik based upon the makayus, and there was still also to use the soap. A gamma vozna chelik vov brings down those who seem to go not that way. Himself does not seem to go this way. The chelik base is very stark. Maisa himself was according to the pre chodosh in your day could design it's a schayra with the shakatazes. The kamum that says the whole tzati machmer is sichel kishtiyo. The shtiyo and mutter was that where the chelik kelev. We didn't the same thing negates to give sichel. And therefore, the Archa Shulchan, he writes, it's not where the Chilis Kelev, therefore there is no Isser. The Chain HaMinik Poshim Chol Tfutas Yisrael. Minik Poshim Klai Yisrael is not to worry about the soap, because soap is not where the Chilis Kelev. Brought down by the Kavachayim, therefore they're being down B'Shem Nechan Nishim Tzad this way, they're being down Demetzin this way, therefore B'Shalom Ezalman, Dain Fisher, or Letzin, or Liyashim, B'Oim, V'Oid, V'Oid, they come on the Taino, even in the Machmirim, not to be worried something that's not where the Chilis Kelev. Now the question is, can we serve upon our dogs? That means, if my head and shoulders or my soap was not a shampoo, is it really Chilis Kelev? You know what? I go over to Kelev and go see. If he eats it, it's really Chilis Kelev. Doesn't eat it, not really Chilis Kelev. How do I know something really Chilis Kelev? So over here, I'm never going to tell, in the Yitzchak Koro over here, Arsef Yud, Yitzchak Shalom Azam can go over and give it to the dogs. Go test it. He says, Klom Shalom Mufunokim. They're spoiled, there's so much garbage over here, they don't count. Oh, the children are funny. You blame our kids being funny over here. Maisa, society they're funny over here. Ka'in said that Imre David, a few hundred years ago, one time we told the Shmuel, discussed the Gemara said the club eats soy is not done. Because the gears, the Gemara eats soy. Maisa, our dogs don't. Yeah, you had the Shtana devil. Shtana, things change. So, Maisa, to bring in Raya what the dogs eat today, why would any dog today, who have so much garbage around, eat your soap and shampoo? So, if they eat it, well, that's Chilas Kelev, that's clear. They told you that the Mephonic over here, no Raya. So what do we go do? Maybe it is really Chilas Kelev. But one Rav said, you know, he gave it to the dog, he actually did eat it. Rav said, that's a sugar of eat. Fine. So you have no Raya this way, no Raya that way. So what do you go do? Is it really Chilas Kelev? Maybe. What kids do with clone Raya. My kids can eat soap, they eat sugar, fine, that's not a Raya. But that doesn't mean it's not really Chilas, they just eat everything. They eat bugs, dirt. So what do you go do? So Max and Lior, Rav Hakamai said, sure about it. If we're not sure something is Roy Lechila or not. It's not something you have to realize. The whole idea of soap itself is a machlokes among the Rishonim. mice is a kosher, a treif, is it mutter to use in that? Number one machlok is. Number two, machlok is among the poiskim. Number three, lechor is only an issur d'rabbanan. Number four, the mice, it's a minute to be mekel. Now you have a sofik, if something over here is treif or not, even in the machmirim, so what you have all these sveikos over here, we're going to call it svek sveiko, is an eshla vure not, something cannot mavar on the tzad if it's really a chil or not. So not eshla vure and svek sveikos over here, but even arguing the case to Rabbonim, the Maisa said, Avada l'cho api halacha should be mutter. Even noch the machmirim, it might be kosher, you know the clothes, even the clothes, psak mutter machmirim should be mutter. Give your paskins, not to worry. Agam, that the Yashman is a true bad of the chilikimel, says at the end of the day, the Bialochal Mai says, Rachel Lachosh. Number two, the Bialochal is going in his days when it's Pogam. Number three, the Mai says, Sob Chsar Nadir. So Sob Chsar Nadir in a Bialochal, when you go to all these stores, they have a Shkoch around. And he says in Eretz Yisrael, go to the store, there are tons of soap, shampoo with Ashkochas, and some don't. But most of them you can find out, most of them have books for Pesach, you see what it says in it, you use it on Pesach, not really, Achilah, it's going to be Simon Chan. So the Maisa, you should buy, he says, we just tell you to buy things that have Ashkoch upon it. But still there's a mila for it. Again, a chiv of Adonat. A noch and lochush, you should only even upon that. But we just tell you, almost finished. Now, we don't tell our wives to do anything more than they have a terechah to go do. There's no reason for that. But if you have two in front of you, there is certainly a point over here to go pick the thing to get to the sugya of Ashkoch. That has a mile of time pashas, it is the maskon of the bialoch over here, or not the lochish.
Is it saying that it's kosher, or saying that somebody's achila?
See, that I'm not sure, actually. I'm not clear. But I'm not sure. I mean, can I know on Pesach, they seem to be saying that with achila, right? I'm not clear. I'm really not clear. Avni Yashm is assuming he's thinking ask a kosher, especially asking because it's a one shame. Don't know. But anyway, so. Maybe if I ask for that, pull up a dust and ask them. But that's all over the place. The receiver, why not? What do they mean when they say it's kosher?
Pita's a good
answer.
Who?
Pita. I don't know. What if my wife buys is terrific. This end of Simon Shnevavov, the last of over here, in the gate of a Merchatz. Now, Ben Hashem, that's Sugil of Mil Nochi, Merchatz for Yidin, for a guy over here. So just to be clear, Ben Hashem, next month, the first 6 weeks, we'll start off with the Sugil of Reform on Shabbos. Next 6 weeks afterwards, we'll be the Sugya of Mila Nochri, we'll get back to the Alokha and Sifyud Gimel. And on my side, the Eilim was started Chazara 2 weeks ago with Mil Chazara, but Mitzad Chabura, Mitzad maybe the Tzibur, or maybe more Mitzad myself, I'd like to give Chabura Bezer Shem next time, I think on Monday, on the Sugya that Eilim did that well, in Simich Nuches, Sifyud Ches, after the Sugya of Neilad, next Sugya the Sugya of Agosa. Some people told me, at least I didn't do that well, I'd like to go through the Sugya of Agosa and get it clear, Bezer Shem on Monday and do the Sugya of Agosa. It's awful.
Shkoyah.